You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning we're talking to Lama Tonu, who's a senior lecturer in the School of Architecture and Planning, Waipapa Taumatarau, here at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Lama. How are you this morning?
Oh, Tonu, I'm well, thank you.
It's so nice to have you on the show. We're talking about architecture, obviously, but specifically your own practice is really informed by Ngangana Samoa. Tell us a wee bit about your own ethos in architectural design and why this has been such a big part of your practice.
Well, I entered the university at a time when I was starting to ask who I really was in terms of my identity and my whakapapa. Being Samoan or being New Zealand born to migrant parents from Samoa, I was at that age where I started to ask, what is my culture, what does it mean? And I was going through the university, the School of Architecture. And what can I? What was I passionate about? And obviously, culture and being my own culture was my passion at the time. So I used a lot of those ideas and concepts and storytelling to inform, I guess, the briefs that I was going through at the university, and then ultimately informed some sort of philosophy around my own sort of solo practice. So that's how I ended up.
Using language as a base is so interesting because, I mean, it is the foundation of culture in a lot of ways, especially for a culture that is so built on oral traditions as well. It must be really strange to come into like a Western idea of architecture and that not necessarily be the grounding. Did you find that jarring or complicated at all?
Yeah, it was complicated because, one, you know, we're taught sort of another kind of, you know, lens, and then I kind of had my own personal lens on stuff, so there was some sort of conflict, interesting conflicts, not in a bad way, but kind of finding out who I was, and I guess that kind of showed in the architecture that I was trying to push through at the school, and also in my own sort of practice. So, I mean, I've always believed that proverbs and chants and storytelling is the first sort of steps we take into, you know, into architecture, especially in the Samoan context.
So what does that mean when you're actually thinking about, you know, constructing a building or some sort of habitation or object in that way? How do you start with these chants and these stories and things and then translate that in? What does that look like?
It usually goes into the relationships, like the social, political realms of, say, relationships, using the va or whakawhanaungatanga is what Māori would probably say it's an equivalent. But it's usually finding out how people relate and through space, and I think that's sort of informed by the words that we use in those spaces, and then it sort of informs how the spaces construct. So that kind of, I guess, gave me a leeway into sort of this kind of thinking. I'm a young orator in terms of the Samoan chief or Matai system, so I get to hear some of the elders talk about these words, and I find them extremely modern, some of these proverbs. And I think I believe that I can use that to actually construct architecture, and that's what I believe in, and that's the sort of the research that I'm about to undertake in terms of a PhD. So, yeah, I'm finding it very interesting, and I'm finding it also, it's an identity search for me to dig deep further and further into this realm. So,
yeah, it must be a really fulfilling process as well to be doing research that feels very directly like it's filling your own cup too.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm kind of killing three birds with one stone, so to speak. So not only am I kind of going into something that people haven't really delved into before, but I'm also finding a lot about myself and about my culture, and, you know, making those comparison leaps into comparing it to other island nations, you know, Tonga and Fiji, Tahiti, Hawaii, Aotearoa. So yeah, it's all interesting.
It is, yeah.
In the next wee while.
Tell us a wee bit about the project that you did with Glen Eden School. You created a whale for them. That looked like a really fun and quite a grounding project to be working on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was definitely grounding. It was very humbling too. I mean, and it was my first whale that I designed and built. And I know it was only a 4 by 7 meter structure. It's not really that big in terms of if you compare it next to the University Whale Pasifika. But it also meant that I get to kind of delve into more what the structure is about. You know, I can relate some of these structural members into proverbs that have already been used in the Samoan language, Tonga as well. So it's a real, it's a great, heartfelt project. And even though I dropped a lot of F-bombs on site because some of the, it's an unconventional build. It wasn't, and I'm a licensed builder, you know, here in New Zealand, but just some of the way that the ancestors built these structures left my head scratching, and there was a few, I guess, conflicts with the structure engineer in terms of how things work and how I saw things. And but all in all, it was just a really great project. It took longer because obviously I'm full-time here at uni, and I was sort of doing that more part-time. But we had the opening about 3 Fridays ago now, and yeah, the school was very, very happy with it. I said to the school principal that I wasn't going to build the structure unless I had my Nafenua's blessings. So when they gave me their blessings that I can build this whale, then I was only reciprocating for me to pay homage or to give some of that respect back to them by nominating a pole for them to carve and lashing the matariki stones onto the ceiling and their red heke or the rafter. So there's a prominent space for them to sit during an awa ceremony or during some sort of formal gathering so that they know where to sit. And they were very, very happy with that gesture. So, and it's not just a whale. I mean, I know it's a derivative of both Samoan and Tongan archetypical structures, but the space is multicultural and multi-purpose. So I was quite happy with the result.
It's a beautiful whale. There are some photos that we'll put in the podcast after the show. We'll link to the article so people can see it themselves. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Lama. It's been an absolute pleasure, and best of luck with the PhD. It sounds like it's going to be a really awesome time for you.
Yes, can't wait. Kia ora. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.